We invite you now to join Archie and his pals, Jughead, Veronica, and Berry in another comic adventure from Riverdale. It's Saturday afternoon, as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment, we find Mr. Andrews alone in the living room, sitting in his favorite armchair, reading the newspaper.
It'd be more mannerly if you asked someone to pass the cake to him. He replied, "Oh, Mommy, what does your manners get you?" Every time Daddy gets polite on the train, on the bus, it costs him a seat.
Fred?
Yes, dear?
Telephone's ringing.
I hear it.
Well, answer it.
Well, Mary, I'm reading.
Fred!
Yes, dear, I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Andrews?
Yes?
This is Veronica. Is Archie home?
Oh, hello, Veronica. Yes, Archie's home. Do you want to talk to him?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll call him. Hey, what? You don't want?
That's right. I'd rather you just gave him a message for me.
Oh, of course, Veronica. What is it?
Well, Archie was supposed to come over this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Yes?
I'd ask him to make it 4 o'clock instead.
4 o'clock instead.
I'm going down to Stacy's department store to do some Christmas shopping this afternoon, and this is about the last chance I'll have.
All right, Veronica, I'll tell him.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews. Oh, but don't tell him I'm going shopping. You see, it's for his present. Just tell him the part about changing the time from 3 to 4.
All right, Veronica, I'll tell him.
Thank you ever so much, Mr. Andrews. Bye.
Bye. By George, it's a good thing Veronica called. I'd forgotten all about Christmas shopping. And I still don't have anything for Mary or Archie. I better get my hat and get down to Stacy's right now. This is the last chance I'll have. Oh, fine.
Fred!
Yes, dear?
Doorbell's ringing?
I hear it, dear. I hear it.
Oh, all right, dear.
All right, dear. All right, all right. I never have a chance to... Oh, good grief, Jughead.
Who'd you expect? Jersey Joe Wolcott?
No, Jughead, and I don't want to fight with you either. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, gee. Hiya, Jug. What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Archie. I came over to see what you're doing.
Oh, well, I was just...
Oh, Archie, Veronica just called.
Huh. Gee whiz. She did?
Yes, Archie, she did. And she said...
Gee, I never heard the phone ring.
Well, it rang, and Veronica said...
Why didn't you tell me?
Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Do you care to hear what Veronica said or not?
Well, sure, Dad. Sure.
Then be quiet and I'll tell you.
Okay, Dad, okay.
She said to, she said to change your appointment with her from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
From 3 to 4?
Yes, an hour later.
Gee whiz. I wonder why.
Well, she had some things to attend to, and I'm going out. See you later.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Andrews.
Gee whiz, that's great. Now that Veronica's made our date an hour later, I have time to get my Christmas shopping done.
Huh?
This is practically the last chance I'll have.
But I...
It's a good thing I thought of it.
But I...
I haven't bought a thing for anyone yet.
Including me?
Including you.
Archie, it's time you did your Christmas shopping.
That's right, Jug. Come on. We'll go right down to Stacy's.
Well, what are you gonna give me, huh?
Jug, you'll just have to...
Fred, can't you answer when I call? I think that... Well, that's funny. He's gone. Oh, for pity's sake. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews? This is Betty.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Mrs. Andrews. Is Archie home?
Yes, dear. I think he's upstairs. Oh, Archie! Archie! That's funny. He must have gone out, too. I wish people would tell me when they're going out. Hello, Betty.
Yes, Mrs. Andrews?
Archie doesn't seem to be home, dear.
Oh, he isn't?
No, dear. And, Betty, I hate to cut you short, but I have to run now. I'm just leaving to do my Christmas shopping.
Oh, golly. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mrs. Andrews. I haven't done my shopping yet, either.
Oh, you haven't? Well, would you like to go with me, dear?
Oh, I'd love to, Mrs. Andrews.
All right, I'll pick you up right away and we'll go down to Stacy's.
Gee whiz, Archie, I never saw such crowds.
Yes, Jughead. But when we got in the elevator and everyone started pushing, did you have to push back?
Listen, Archie, in that crowd, even a sardine would have pushed back.
Well, never mind. We're here now, and the first thing I want to buy is a compact for Veronica. I wonder where the cosmetic department is.
Cosmetic department?
Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz, Archie. Let's go up to the toy department first.
Jug, I told you, we'll go up to the toy department later. Now come on, I'll ask that floor walker where the cosmetic department is.
Oh, gee whiz, okay.
Oh, mister.
Yes?
Could you tell me where the cosmetic department is, please?
Yes, counter 7.
Thank you. Come on, Jug.
Where is it?
Counter 7.
Where's that?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Oh, mister.
Well, what now?
Where is counter 7?
On the north side of counter 6.
Oh, thank you. I'll just, mister?
Yes?
Which way is north?
Oh, my lands. Sonny, you see the boys' clothing department right there?
Yes.
We'll go right down to the aisle where the dummies are and turn right.
Oh, okay, mister. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Yes, madam? Can I help you?
Where do you say it is, Archie?
Right down at the next aisle, Jug. Come on.
Oh, okay.
And boy, he's sure not a very friendly floor walker.
Maybe his wife beats him.
I wouldn't be surprised. Oof, what was that?
You bumped into that dummy.
Oh, gee whiz, I knocked the hat off. For a minute, I thought that dummy was a real person. Wait a second, Jug, while I put the hat back on.
Okay.
If that floorwalker ever saw me fooling around with this dummy, he'd probably throw us out the store or something.
Oh, gee whiz.
What's the matter?
There's Veronica.
Veronica? Oh, gee whiz. I don't want her to see me here.
She's coming right toward us.
Oh, boy, Jug, I'm going to be a dummy.
Huh?
I'm going to climb up on this platform with the rest of these dummies, and I'll wear this hat.
But, Archie, you can't do that.
Oh, Jug, don't argue. Here. How do I look?
You're the most natural-looking dummy I ever saw.
Don't be funny, Jug. And put that price tag on me quick.
Okay, here.
Attaboy, now remember, don't give me away no matter what happens.
Well, okay, but...
Why, Jughead?
Oh, hi, Veronica.
What y'all doing here?
Just a little shopping.
Oh, well, I am too. Thank goodness I have most of it done.
Oh, that's good.
Only thing is I still have to get a gift for Archie.
Archie?
Uh-huh. I don't know what to get him. He's such a problem.
Yeah, he sure is.
I can't get him a book or anything, because he's not the intelligent type. I can't get him a baseball glove or anything, because he's not much of an athlete. Can't get him a tie or anything, because he just doesn't know anything about style. In fact, sometimes I think Archie is an awful dummy. But then again, with prices being what they are, there isn't very much you can get for a dollar. Could you say something, Jughead?
Me? Not a word, Veronica. Not a word.
Oh, well, I better go get some more shopping done. Would you like to come along?
Oh,
who's here? Jughead?
No, Veronica, I can't. I'm, meeting someone here in a minute.
Well, I'll just be running along then. Bye now, Jughead.
Bye, Veronica. Bye. Okay, dummy. You can relax now.
A fine thing, Jughead. Help me down off this platform.
Oh, gee whiz, not now.
Huh?
Here comes the floor walker.
Oh, boy, I better be a dummy some more.
Yes, ma'am. Well, certainly, madam. You can return it at any time. Yes, ma'am. Oh, me. Never have I seen such a rush. Never in all my... Land sakes, who put that dummy here?
Oh, boy.
That isn't the silliest looking dummy I've ever seen. I don't know why that stockroom can't send one that at least looks half alive. Never seen one with such an insipid expression and such a ridiculous posture.
Mister?
Yes?
I'm not really a dummy.
That makes absolutely no difference. They still shouldn't. Oh, good heavens, you're alive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for pity's sake, young man, come down off there.
Yes, sir.
Well, just what were you doing on that platform looking like a dummy?
Well, that's a long story, sir. You see, I...
Oh, good heavens, young man, will you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
As soon as you've paid for that jacket, leave the store.
Huh?
I said as soon as you've finished buying that jacket.
This jacket?
Yes, that jacket with the price tag on it. You're buying it, aren't you?
But this is my jacket.
Your jacket? Hmm, you have the sales slip.
Well, no, I bought it here last year.
And you haven't removed the price tag yet.
Remove the You don't understand, mister.
Young man, I understand perfectly. The price is $14.95, and I want it right now.
Oh, but mister...
Now, I said.
But you don't understand. This is my own jacket. No fooling. Jughead, tell the man this is my jacket and... Jughead?
Young man, are you calling me names?
Oh, no, sir. I was talking to my friend.
What friend?
Well, that's just it. He was here a minute ago. Gee whiz. I bet he went up to the toy department. Mister, if you just come up to the toy department, we can find my friend and he'll tell you that.
Young man, I'm not going up to the toy department or anywhere else until I have the $14.95 for that jacket.
But that's all the money I have, and I just... Oh, wait a minute.
Beg pardon?
I know. Mister, if I paid you for this jacket, you'd give me a sales slip, and then I could take it over to the exchange department and get my money back, couldn't I?
Yes, if you liked.
Oh, well, in that case, it's all right. I haven't anything to worry about. Here's the money.
Ah, thank you. And here's your sales slip.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Good day, sir.
Good day. Guess I fooled him. Yes, sir. It's a good thing I think fast. For a minute there, it looked like I wouldn't have any Christmas money. But now all I have to do is take this coat and go to the exchange counter and give them this jacket, and then I'll gee whiz. If I do, I won't have any jacket left. Oh, boy, how do I get into these things?
Well, now, let's see. First thing I better do is get that bottle of perfume for Mary. Ah, here's the perfume counter right here. Let me see now. What kind should I get her? Well, they certainly have quite an assortment. Chase Me? $25. Hide and Seek? $32. Wallflower? No More? $40. I never smelled anything worth that kind of money. Oh, here's another one. Evening in Riverdale. $10. Well, that's a little better. I think Mary likes this perfume. That's just what I'll get her. Oh, miss, I'll take this bottle and...
Gee whiz, Miss Andrews.
Well, Jughead, hello. What are you doing here?
Oh. Hello, Miss Andrews. I'm looking for Archie.
I thought you were with Archie.
Well, I was, but he just...
Well, I'm trying to get one of these sales girls to wait on me, but they're all so busy.
Gee whiz.
Well, what's the matter?
There's Mrs. Andrews.
Mary, where?
Right over there.
Oh, good grief. If she sees me with this bottle of perfume, she'll know what I'm getting her for Christmas.
She's coming this way.
Yes, I know. I see. I just duck the bottle in my pocket. Right here in this pocket. Now if she sees
me... Just a moment, please.
Huh?
I saw that.
Saw what? Oh. Now, mister, you don't understand. You don't understand at all.
I don't.
No, you...
Did you or did you not just hide a bottle of perfume in your pocket?
Well, yes, but...
Have you paid for it?
Well, no, but...
Well, I don't know what you call it, but we call it shoplifting.
Yes, of course. Shoplifting? No, wait a minute, mister. I can explain the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Well, you see, I've been busy trying to get one of the sales girls to wait on me, and I just saw my wife over there, and I hit the bottle because I didn't want her to know what I was getting here for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Just where is your wife?
Well, she was right over... over... Good heavens, she's gone.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, but she was right there. Jughead, tell the man how he saw my wife. Huh? Oh. Now, where did he get to?
Who?
Jughead. He was standing right in front of me a second ago. I don't know where
Mister.
He... Huh?
Do you imagine these things very often?
Imagine what?
Do you have delusions?
But I...
Dizzy spells?
Oh, but
you
I...
see spots before your eyes? Now, but keep I... calm. Keep calm. No need to get excited. Just give me back the perfume, and we'll forget the whole thing, and you can go right home and lie down.
Lie down? But who wants to lie?
The perfume, please.
Yes, sir. I have it right in my pocket.
Something wrong?
Uh-oh, it leaked.
What leaked?
The perfume bottle. It leaked all over my pocket. See, it's half empty.
Oh, for land's sake. Now you'll have to pay for it.
What?
That's right. I was going to forget the whole incident, but I can't return a damaged bottle to the counter.
Well, I'm certainly not going to pay for a leaky bottle of perfume.
Mister, if you're not satisfied with the item, you can take it to the exchange department, but it must be paid for.
But...
I said it must.
Oh, me, you win. I'll go to the exchange department. But how I get into these things, I'll never know.
Which bathrobe do you like best, Betty?
The dark blue one, I think.
I do too. Blue is Aunt Hattie's favorite color.
Oh, but is it her size, Mrs. Andrews?
Well, there's only one way to tell, Betty. I'll have to try it on.
Try it on?
Uh-huh. I wear the same size as Aunt Hattie does, and if it fits me, it'll fit her. Oh, here, hold my coat, dear, while I step into this dressing room and put this bathrobe on.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews.
It'll just take me a second, dear. I'd hate to go to all the trouble of buying this and sending it to Hattie and then not have it fit.
Uh-huh.
Then I don't have to return it for her since she lives out of town. Oh, dear.
What is it?
There's no hanger in here for my dress.
Oh, well, hand it to me, Mrs. Andrews. I'll hold it.
All right, dear. Here you are.
I have it.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'll have this robe on in just a minute. There. How's it look, Betty?
Well, it looks a little big to me.
It does? Well, I better take a look in this mirror. Oh, Betty, you don't have to hold my coat and dress. Just put them on that empty rack.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews.
Now, let's see. Yes, it is a little big.
Yes, it is.
I'll have to ask the sales girl if she has a smaller size. You wait here, Betty. Oh, miss, do you have a...
Gee whiz, Betty!
Jughead, what are you doing here?
Looking for Archie.
Archie? Is he here?
Well, I think so. We came here together, but we got separated.
Oh, well, where'd you see him last?
On the dummy platform.
What?
Well, you see, he was being a dummy.
What?
A dummy, you know? The kind that looks like this.
Jug, what are you talking about?
Excuse me, miss. I gotta move this rack.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mo. Get the other end there.
Got it.
Easy now. Right there.
Jughead, what were you trying to tell me about Archie?
Betty, it's an awful long story. All I want to know is, have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Then I better keep looking. He may be in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I can't tell you now, Betty. See you later. Bye.
But Jug, wait! Jug! Oh, golly, that Jughead. He's the strangest person.
Betty, how do you like this bathrobe?
Oh, that's fine, Mrs. Andrews, but I just...
This size does fit much better, doesn't it, dear?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews, but I just...
Betty, what happened to it?
What happened to what?
The rack.
What rack?
The rack you put my dress on.
Oh, golly, I don't know.
But my dress and coat were on it.
Oh, golly, it was here a minute ago.
My dress. But Betty, what'll I do?
Something wrong, madam?
Yes, I lost my dress.
I beg your pardon?
My dress! We put it down here for a minute while I tried on this bathrobe, and now it's gone.
The bathrobe?
No, with the dress!
But it couldn't be.
But it is, isn't it, Betty?
Oh, yes indeed, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh.
Oh, my land, I have never seen such a day. Living dummies, men hiding from their wives, and now this woman loses her dress.
But I tell you, it was right under my nose.
I should hope so.
Well, do something. Do something.
Madam, what can I do about your dress?
Find it!
Now, madam, be calm. Be calm. It was probably taken by mistake, and it will be turned in to the Lost and Found Department.
Well, where's that?
At the other end of the floor, next to the Exchange Department.
Come on, Betty.
Madam, where are you going?
To the Lost and Found Department.
But, madam, certainly not in our bathrobe.
Well, certainly not without it. Come on, Betty. We'll go see if they have my dress. How these things happen to me, I'll never know.
Archie.
Yes, Jug?
Now can I tell you who I met?
Yes, Jug.
Well, first I ran into...
Archie, what in tarnation are you doing here?
Gee whiz, Dad, where'd you come from?
Never mind where I came from. What? Archie, what are you doing standing here in your shirt sleeves?
Well, Dad, I can explain. You see, I came over...
Fred Andrews, what are you doing here?
Mary, what are you doing in your bathrobe?
Oh, it's not my bathrobe, it's... Fred Andrews, you smell.
What?
You positively reek of perfume.
Oh.
Now, who?
Yeah, yes, I do. Well, I... you see, dear, I...
Arch Andrews, what are you doing here?
Gee whiz.
Jughead, why didn't you tell me Archie was here?
Well, Veronica, I was...
What seems to be the trouble here?
Oh, the floorwalker. Mister, I'm trying to find out why my son is standing here in his shirt sleeves, and...
Well, please, there's no need to get...
And I want to know why you smell of perfume.
Lady, I...
And what are you doing in your bathroom?
Mister, please, don't.
And I'm trying to exchange my own coat.
Sonny, just...
So, when did you get here, Archie?
Why are you
Jughead,
all excited?
And I want to know why you smell of perfume.
Archie! Quiet! Well, that's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
It certainly has.
But what?
All afternoon, you people have made my life quite miserable for me. Quite miserable. Now, if there's any reason for it, I feel I'm entitled to an explanation.
Well, mister, you know the coat, the one you thought I was buying?
Yes.
Well, my mother and father and Jughead and Veronica can all identify it as my old coat.
Why, of course that's Archie's
coat.
My
goodness, yes.
I know that's his coat.
Oh, dear. You mean it really is?
Yes, and maybe you'll recall you didn't believe my wife was in the store when I hid her perfume in my pocket.
Well, yes, I...
Well, this is my wife.
Oh, how do you do? I'm very sorry.
And I just found out that two of your men moved an empty rack while I was talking to Jughead here. Didn't they, Jughead?
Sure they did.
And that was the rack that had my dress and coat on it.
Well, Mr. Floorwalker, what do you say to that?
Yeah!
Yeah, what do you say to that?
People, please. No tempers, please. No tempers. The customer's always right at J. Alfred Stacy's. We'll make amends.
Huh.
Mistakes will happen, you know.
Huh.
Young man, since that does seem to be your own coat, you may keep it, and I'll give you a cash credit slip for what you paid me.
Thank you.
And you, sir.
Yes?
I'll be glad to give you another bottle of perfume, compliments of the store.
Well, that's better.
And madam?
Yes?
I'm sure we can find your dress and coat in the lost and found department, and you may keep that bathrobe at no charge.
Well, thank you.
I'm here too.
Joke, shut up.
Well, people, that satisfy you?
Well, yes, I think that straightens everything out all right. I'm sorry there's been so much misunderstanding.
That's quite all right, quite all right.
And now, folks, if everything's settled, let's stop hiding from each other and get this Christmas shopping over and done with once and for all.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
All right. Now I... What was that?
5 o'clock. Thank heavens. Store is closing. You folks will all have to come back next Monday.
Come back? Aww. You mean we've got to go through this all over again?
Let's do this all again.
You have been listening to another chapter in The Adventure of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Dempell in 1947 and based on the copyrighted characters appearing in Archie Comics magazine. For entertainment only, no infringements intended. Archie was played by Nicholas Maridzi. Jughead was played by John J.C. Campbell. Mom and Dad Andrews were played by Snow Fender and Marie Retred. Veronica and Betty are portrayed by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard and Melissa D. Johnson. The store floor walker was played by Mike Hennessy. This program was produced and directed by Jim Smagata and released through Misfit Audio. Captain John Tadarczak, CEO. Misfit Audio webmaster is April Sadowski and the graphic coordinator is Alexa Chipman. This is Rina Sharma, wishing you all a very pleasant holiday. So long.